I'm here in studio with two special guests. We've got Rhonda Nyman. She's the chair of the Hanover Select Board, and Police Chief Tim Kane from Hanover. Thanks so much for joining us today. You both represent the spirit of Hanover. Now, how's that for a great segue? That's just what you folks are honoring. It's a community service award. You've been doing it, I believe, since, what, the early 2000s. I want to find out a little bit about the process and who you're honoring. Rhonda, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, happy to be here, Christine. Great to see everybody here at WATD. Actually, I'd just like to let folks know how it all began. So after the tragic events of 9/11, a successful memorial was held in the center of town in Hanover, and it brought people together. And it brought people together so they could honor in those who lost their lives and to show support for EMS and first responders. So like a year later, in 2002, a group of residents decided they wanted to continue on with that good faith and the goodwill and that they felt throughout the town during the memorial at that time. So they formed the Spirit of Hanover Community Service Award. And those original members that founded that committee were Chief Paul Hayes, Bob Shea, he was the town clerk at the time, Donna Buckley, Al Rugman, he was a former selectman, mm-hmm. Kathy Harrington, and former state representative Bob Nyman, and Rob O'Rourke. So they are the founders of that committee. So that's how it began.
All people I remember, all people who were doing a lot of good things in the community. Now, Police Chief Tim Kane, you're involved in this too. What's your role in this?
Yes, Christine, thanks for having me. I'm a first-timer here. After I became chief about a year ago, I was approached by the current town clerk who kind of educated me a little bit on the Spirit of Hanover Committee. And my predecessor, retired Chief Larry Sweeney, was very active on that committee. And they asked if I'd be willing to take that position that he had left vacated. And in doing so, I was very gracious to take part in the duties that came along with that. But I inherited a lot of his responsibilities at the same time. It's a great idea. The whole concept of just celebrating that sense of community and encouraging others to get involved is something that I'm more than happy to support.
I love that. You know, you're finding people that are doing something good, point it out, and let people know how important that is. Who is getting honored this year, Rhonda?
So this year's nominee is Mary Ann Serino. And just a little bit about Mary Ann.
Okay,
would you like to hear a little bit about
that? Yes, I would, please.
So she was born and raised on the North Shore. Mary Ann and her husband built their house in Hanover in 1975. Mary Ann was a Girl Scout leader for Hanover for over 10 years and a pediatric nurse at the Social Medical Center for 9 years. And one important note, she went to the Mass General School of Nursing and was the president of her class in 1964. So
somebody who's used to a lot of accomplishments. Now, I've heard she was involved in some other things in town, I believe, including the Hanover Women, the Juniors Club, which is very, very busy in town. I know that they have done candidates' nights, and I believe also, wasn't she one of the founders of the food pantry?
She was. Mary Ann was. With her help and the help of the five churches in Hanover, they all got together, and they did. They founded the Hanover Food Pantry, and certainly Mary Ann is can't be any prouder to have her as this year's nominee for the award.
That's terrific. Now, when are they going to have the award taking place, and can people join you?
So this year the reception is going to be held at the Hanover Council on Aging. That's located at 665 Hanover Street. The tickets are $15 per person. The event will be held on Sunday, April 30th from 1 to 3 p.m. And if you want to learn more about the event and to purchase tickets, you can go online to tinyurl.com/spiritofhanover2023. Or you could reach out to Chief Kane at mm-hmm. the Hanover Police Department or myself, Rhonda Nyman, at rhondanyman@yahoo.com if you'd like more tickets.
Sure, rhondanyman@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Chief, again, you're a first-time visitor here. Tell me about what is so special about serving the town of Hanover, because you seem very happy in your role. I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very clear that you enjoy what
question.
You do.
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm very happy serving as the chief of police. I'm very fortunate to work not just with a great group of officers and support staff at the police department, but the community itself. This is what Hanover is all about, is celebrating the service and encouraging others to get involved. And I don't think any other community does it as well as Hanover, from what I see. I started my career in another community, and I have a lot of good things to say, but there was just something unique about Hanover that really kind of it stood out to me when I came to Hanover PD. So being a part of that in any way that I can is something that I'm always looking forward to get involved with.
And Rhonda, you've been involved with community things as long as I remember. So you've been doing it for years, you know, with politics, with charitable things. This seems like this event, the Spirit of Hanover Community Award, this seems very special to you.
It is, Christine. And you know, I'm happy to be on the committee this year. I think this speaks volumes, the spirit of Hanover, the volunteerism, the selflessness of it, people that want to volunteer their time to give back to Hanover. You know, Hanover is such a great community, whether it's this award or other events in the past, the Relay for Life, you know, those type of events that we have had. The community comes out always, you know, to support these events. And I think, you know what, that's what I'm most proud of, Hanover. And certainly, I've lived in town for over 50 years. I can't think of being anywhere else. So, it's great.
The recipient again, and day and time of the award, and how to get tickets.
Mary Ann Serino, April 30th from 1 to 3 p.m. You can purchase tickets online at tinyurl.com/Spirit of Hanover 2023, or you can email me at rhondanyman@yahoo.com or Chief Kane or any of the committee members as well to get tickets.
That's terrific, and we're going to put this interview up online too so people can listen again and get more information, and we'll put your contact information up there too. You're welcome. You're going to have a terrific turnout. Again, that's Rhonda Nyman. She is the chair of the Hanover Select Board, and Tim Kane, who is the chief of police in the town of Hanover. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.